Welcome back to Super Bracket Bros. My name is Jay, your host and your personal bracketologist. And across from me today, I have Eli, the Bikini Bottom Boy. How you doing today, Eli?
Bikini Bottom Boy?
don't question it. Just roll with the punches.
Well, Jay, I have to say, I am by far and away the most prepared I've ever been for this specific fight.
Are you now?
Yes. I've told you, I emailed Gal Gadot herself.
And what good tidings has this brought our wonderful podcast?
Well, she emailed me from her personal email, WonderWomanFam153.
Oh, really?
Yeah, at Hotmail. And so she told me, and I quote, "Wonder Woman wins because she rules and Iron Man sucks."
Mm.
And she also said the DCEU was not her fault.
Gotcha. Okay. But I think we could have implied the last part, you know, just by, you know, Earth logic.
Ah, but it's from the horse's mouth. So.
Oh, well, thank God we've got that.
It's not like you just can't
settled.
Go to the Rotten Tomato, the tomato meter, and see, figure that out on your own.
Well, this is Super Bracket Bros. This is the podcast where we take 32 fictional characters, put them in a tournament in a series of one-on-one matchups to see just who is the best of the best. And today, we are indeed discussing Wonder Woman, and going up against Wonder Woman, we have Iron Man.
Yeah, this is a titanic fight for the last spot in our final four.
This is Marvel versus DC. We have Wonder Woman, the one seed of the South, going up against Iron Man, the two seed of the South. So we have our top two seeds duking it out for the final spot of the final four.
This is almost like a reflection of Sora v. Luffy, because these are both Western characters, a one versus two seed, strong characters, the main characters of their own series.
I would say significantly more well-known than Sora and Luffy.
Yeah.
On this side of the globe, anyways. Yeah. in our area of the world. So, so we have these two fighters brought together, and we're going to be discussing who would win in a fight. So, both of these fighters having won their previous fights, Iron Man having just defeated Link in New York City, high above in his Stark Tower. It's going to be exiting the arena, heading into our antechambers. Once again, encounters our Super Bracket Bros gnomes. And once again, does not like getting handed the Super Bracket Bro iPad.
I actually think the opposite. I think Tony Stark isn't, you know, when he gets in one of his moods where he's just like, give me shit, like, let me do stuff. I think he just yanks the iPad away from them before
as quickly as possible.
Yeah, like, chop, chop, where's my latte, you know? It's super like.
So we have, in between each fight, now that we've progressed into the later rounds, Tony Stark here is going to be reviewing Wonder Woman's tape from her previous fight. So he's going to get an idea of what her fights looked like so we can start to talk about these characters and how they would formulate a strategy going forward. So we're going to all together take a look at that tape right now, and then we'll come back and discuss in just a second. We have Wonder Woman moving on, as well as we have the number 4 seed Sephiroth. And so I think Wonder Woman, you know, gets the first hit in just by virtue of Sephiroth's tactics, which purely offensive minded. The bracers, she has two bracers. Sephiroth has one sword.
To go on this point, she also has her lasso. So even if she's a bit short, she'll just pull out her lasso. And we've seen her use it like a whip.
Mm-hmm.
I almost think Sephiroth kind of just shows all of his cards, like with that meteor shower. And then afterwards, Wonder Woman, you know, even at 25, is still Wonder Woman.
Mm-hmm.
And we've shown that she can probably close the gap super fast by closing the distance. With that being said, I could give it to Wonder Woman 6 out of 10 times.
And welcome back. So, what did Tony Stark see here? What is he going to deduce from seeing Wonder Woman fight?
So, I don't think the Mario tape is going to offer much.
Probably not.
So I think the Sephiroth fight, because Sephiroth was a flying character, much like Tony Stark, so I think he's going to try and see what Sephiroth did well. Obviously, Tony Stark can't bring down meteors, but I think he's just going to glean, because Sephiroth had a lot of, basically, utility was really helping him. Going up close and personal was almost at his disadvantage. Tony Stark will see the bracers, her shield, the sword, the lasso, and will basically formulate a game plan of how can I navigate the battlefield without being captured essentially and taken down.
Mm-hmm. And I think like a lot of people's favorite part about Tony is like he's a smart aleck, but he has the smarts to back that aleck up. You know what I mean?
It's almost like I feel bad trying to figure out what a genius like Tony Stark would do. Like I feel like
like we have us two sitting around a couple microphones like what would he think of, but we have comparatively absolutely no idea. Like he would probably invent something in the antechamber with like
some Amazonian killing device or yeah something.
Exactly.
He built it in a cave.
If he can build the Iron Man suit in a cave in Afghanistan, he can build the Wonder Woman killing machine in our antechamber out of the clothes on our gnomes' backs.
So but I do think, you know, there's just general obvious things like, oh, keep in the air, stay away from the lasso. I think he's gonna, the key is basically to keep space and deal damage from that space, because the meteor strike was basically the biggest thing keeping Sephiroth in. So mm-hmm. I think he obviously doesn't have that level of ordnance, mm-hmm. but he's going to try and just see how he can deal as much damage while staying as far away as possible.
Yeah, I believe so too. That's going to be the key here for Tony. It's going to be distance. So on the other side, it's not just all Tony Stark's show. We have Wonder Woman, Princess Diana. She's going to be leaving Themyscira. The portal's going to open up. She's going to enter the antechamber, greet her favorite gnomes cordially.
It's so opposite.
Just yeah,
like,
exactly.
She's holding them like, oh.
Yeah, exactly. While her sword and shield are being repaired from meteor chunks. She's going to be, you know, chatting with our gnomes, seeing how their lives are going. Oh, so we present her with the Super Bracket Bro pad. She's going to be reviewing the tape of Tony Stark. Let's all take a look at that tape right now. We have Link from Breath of the Wild coming in as the 3 seed. And on the other side, we have Iron Man from the Marvel Cinematic Universe coming in as the 2 seed. Here, where Link gets in a lot of early hits in this battle, where he is just better than Tony at up close combat. It's hard to imagine Iron Man taking any damage from a bow and arrow, right?
Yeah.
Especially because of the nano suit, right? I mean, he can come up with solutions that we can't think of that can only be thought of on the fly. Yeah, I just think Iron Man's gonna be so in control of this fight via like his abilities, like that the Iron Man suit presents him, like it's especially the flying.
Link's domain is on the ground. He's not used to flying, whereas if we're in the skyscraper in the air, Iron Man I think has the advantage. So, and again with that lightning boost, I vote 7 out of 10 times for Iron Man.
And welcome back from that quick diversion. So, not quite as analytical, but still incredibly intelligent, Princess Diana, what does she make of Tony Stark's fight so far?
Well, much like Iron Man, she has a useless first round tape against Pennywise.
Yeah.
So I think she's going to be like, okay, this is, what god is that? A clown, whatever. And move on to the Link fight, which will probably be more, because Link is pretty similar to Diana in terms of just sword shield fighter, uses lots of ordnance. Mm-hmm. So I think she's going to see, and you know, she was trained in Amazonian like battle tactics.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure she's going to see what sort of sword fighting worked for Link, how he was able to take Tony Stark down to Link's level. And basically, she's basically a super version of Link in that regard. So.
Yeah, I would say a little bit of a stripped down version of Link. She doesn't have quite as many tools, but I mean, Link, along with like Magnus and Sora, like have the most tools of anybody in the tournament.
Right. Yeah. I should say she has an ordnance, but of like 4 things. But mm-hmm. those 4 things are
granted, probably, I don't know if the sword quite meets Master Sword levels, but yeah, it's still an Amazonian sword, the God Killer. It's, you know, she has her whip, which is untold levels of power, so
which will probably be the make or break thing in this fight. No, I think she's just gonna analyze the martial tactics of Link, see what worked, what didn't work, and make corrections.
Yeah,
based on her own
course corrections. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And but like you said, I mean, she's super intelligent.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, Iron Man is the tactician.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I think her strategy is just going to be keep Iron Man as close as possible. So basically polar opposites of strategy. See if Wonder Woman can close the distance versus Iron Man trying to keep the distance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think what's really going to matter here is where this battle takes place. So we have our very last fight that's going to have home field advantage. So Wonder Woman gets one final home field advantage before possibly moving to the final four. So where are we going to go for this fight?
So I like the German airfield at the end of Wonder Woman where she fought Ares. I think that gives her a lot of extra ordnance to throw planes and shit. And I just like the idea of fighting on an airfield.
Yeah.
I think that's a cool setting.
Yeah, I do too. I think that's a great place. You know, obviously, it was the climax of the Wonder Woman movie, and it's perfect for the Southern Region Championship.
Yeah, lots of stuff for her to throw, lots of airspace for Tony to fly around in. I think that's a ideal.
Yeah. So, anything else we need to talk about past fights before we get into this fight?
Like I said, the first round was pretty for both fighters.
Yeah, I know. The only thing that might happen is Wonder Woman gets nightmares because she saw that horror movie that was Pennywise versus Iron Man, and then Tony Stark maybe gets a chuckle out of seeing this Italian plumber
just get bopped,
just get bodied by Wonder Woman. Yeah. So let's get into the fight. So our antechambers open up, our fighters are healed, Tony Stark's suit is fully repaired if any repairs were needed, Wonder Woman's shield, everything is polished off and ready to go thanks to our Super Bracket Bros gnomes.
They peeked ahead and got her 1984 like Valkyrie suit or whatever.
Yeah, just for the final epic fight. Yeah,
she's like, why couldn't I get this sooner?
Yeah,
this is bullshit.
So the portals open up, Iron Man walks out, Wonder Woman walks out onto the German airfield. It's back. We're headed back to World War One here. So how does this break off?
So it occurred to me that Princess Diana would just absolutely hate Tony Stark because he's basically a warmonger, like arms dealer, like essentially like Ares is what, you know, she'd be looking for.
Yeah.
She didn't already kill Ares. So I think she'd probably say something super stoic and noble.
Yeah. If Professor Lupin wasn't already Ares. Such bad casting.
That was really weird.
Anyways.
Side tangent. And then Stark is going to say something snarky.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So I'm trying to imagine. I feel like she's probably a little bit charmed by it because, I mean, she, like, in the similar way how Bruce Wayne in the DCEU is, like, he's intelligent but brooding, but, like, I feel like Tony Stark is just, like, not as depressed version of Batman that exists in the MCU.
I think he's equally depressed, but in a snarkier way.
Yeah. he just has a much better sense of humor about it, which is definitely the healthy way to handle that.
I'm so excited for the Lasso of Truth to get in this fight. Oh, we're going to have some fun with that.
Tony's probably going to look her up or down and be like, okay, I'm seeing, you know, do you know Captain? Do you know Cap? Like, he looks around, he sees the World War One planes, he does the calculus in his head, he's like, oh, no, you're before Cap's time. And, you know, yeah, I mean, Wonder Woman, you know, probably, she has this, like, perfect inquisitive look, where she's like, okay, I see him seeing him in person, kind of, like, trying to deduce, like, okay, what's going on here? When do the nanoparticles come out?
I can totally see a badass scene where they're walking in circles, like giving each other a wide berth.
Oh, a very wide berth.
Like banter back and forth.
Exactly, because, I mean, either one can close the distance very quickly. So,
wait, Tony Stark is obviously in a suit, right?
Yeah, the, like, suit comes up. I think, you know, like, the nanoparticles, like, return to, like, the encasing and our magic dwarves, like, heal it because they're magic.
And every nano part.
Yeah, exactly. they hammer in each single nanoparticle back into the casing that he lost in the last battle.
So, like, as we're kind of wasting time talking, they're still walking around.
Yeah.
So at some point somebody's gonna strike first.
Exactly,
right?
So what, like, who did they just meet in the middle? Like, Tony Stark forms a blade out of his arms, and then Wonder Woman goes in with the sword right away.
I think they both make the first move, essentially. Like, they meet in the middle for that badass, like, clashing of the swords. Tony Stark has his blade hands.
Yep.
But
yeah.
I think Iron Man's gonna do the first trick. Like, a thing with the nanoparticles is that they can, like, spread. So I think after making contact with the sword, can't you imagine Iron Man, like, sending a bunch of nanoparticles to like fixate around a Wonder Woman's like hand or something, immobilizing her.
Because she just has the one sword and he's got both of his gauntlets going at the same time. So like he comes up with one hand and holds the sword and then comes in with the other and tries to like capture or like hold her arm down to something or like he like tries to drag her to the ground and like hold it there.
And then he like swings around with like a sledgehammer and just tries to deck her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I mean, that could be that's probably the first is he's probably going to be looking to take away the sword because that's going to be the easiest thing to take away. And then like slowly, like piece by piece, try to take away her weapons.
Right. Because we said, you know, Iron Man's strategy will be get away, like, far away. But mm-hmm. he's going to be smart enough to know that she's probably watching film of him. Mm-hmm. And so she's going to think, oh, he's going to run away first. So mm-hmm. I think he's doing this initial onslaught to catch her off guard.
Yeah, exactly. You know, try to apply as much pressure as fast as possible.
Because, like,
he also saw Sephiroth, you know, I mean, he doesn't have the awareness that he's a video game boss. But he's going to see, like, Sephiroth was a slow burn, like all the way up to his most powerful abilities, you know, and maybe he sees that it didn't work and then he goes in for a high pressure fight right off the bat.
Yeah, because we've talked about ordnance characters versus or utility characters versus like god strength characters.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so tough to like chip away at a bulldozer.
Yeah, yeah.
You exactly. have to get away at some point. So mm-hmm. I think this initial onslaught, I think Iron Man is just giving her all.
Yeah, I don't think he's not trying to win the fight right now. Like I he's smart enough to know that's simply not going to happen. Mm-hmm. After he's seen her take so much damage in the previous single fight. Sorry, Mario.
She might have taken psychological damage
from
Mario possessing dead bodies.
Okay, so I guess, like, while they're up close, I guess this is a good time to discuss it, but, like, what does a Wonder Woman hit on Iron Man look like? Like, how much damage does that do to the suit?
So, I wanted to bring this up at some point. How do we compare Diana's strength to Thanos?
Right.
Because Thanos, she's obviously not at Thanos' level,
mm-hmm.
but she's, like, pretty darn close.
Yeah, I would say I've always kind of equated Wonder Woman and Thor in my mind as far as strength level goes. It seems like they're both, you know, in their godhood,
yeah.
you know, and so I sort of equate those two. And so, you know, and Thor did get manhandled by Thanos in the beginning of the fight. But, I mean, they were also going pound for pound by the end of Endgame.
Yeah.
And I don't think, like, Thor was any more successful in that final fight than Tony was.
Mm-hmm.
And so I sort of see Wonder Woman and Iron Man, him in his most advanced suit, being relatively similar.
Okay.
Strength-wise, like if they were to punch a wall, it would have similar effects. I think Wonder Woman would probably do a little bit more damage.
Yeah, because at some point, you know, Wonder Woman's going to wind up and Iron Man's going to have to shield. And mm-hmm. the question is, can that shield take on a Wonder Woman punch?
Yeah.
But
from what you've seen of Wonder Woman, how do you see that Wonder Woman versus Thanos fight going? Pretty similarly, or...
I do agree with you full-heartedly that she's probably comparable to Thor
mm-hmm.
In terms of just strength and dishing out punches. And so I don't think Wonder Woman, she's not on like Captain Marvel's level, which was the only person in the MCU to hold her own against Thanos.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think she does about as well against Thanos as Thor does. So by mm-hmm. that comparison, we can assume that her punches will probably get blocked.
Mm-hmm.
by Iron Man's, but only so many times.
Yeah.
Before she just...
Yeah, exactly. So I think if Iron Man gets his energy shield up, I think that's pretty effective. Because, I mean, it took that blast of Hulk snapping at the end of Endgame as well, which is fairly impressive. So the thing is, it doesn't really matter where Wonder Woman hits him. It's all the same in the end, because he can move nanoparticles from one part of his body to the other. You know, it's not until, I mean, she has to truly get his nanoparticle count down until, like, body parts start getting exposed.
Yeah.
Just like Thanos did, where he started, like, literally ripping off
I remember parts that, of Tony's I remember suit. That scene where he takes off the mask and it's just Tony Stark looking and another one pops up. And in my mind, I'm like thinking of Thanos just keeps doing that. Come on.
Like Scooby doing it, just like constantly taking them. No, is this it? Is this it? Is this it? Until he just doesn't have a suit anymore. It's going to take a lot, right? I'm having a hard time, like, sussing out who is, like, pound for pound stronger here. Like, obviously, I think it's Wonder Woman, but I don't know by how much.
I agree it's Wonder Woman, but it's definitely not, like, a different tier of strength, mm-hmm. I think, with the suit. This is his most powerful suit, mm-hmm. and, I mean, he did his best against Thanos, which is way more than most people can say, so.
What about on the other side of the conversation?
Wonder Woman's a god.
Yeah.
Like, how many rockets can she take?
Because, I mean, in the Wonder Woman movie, I mean, honestly, I never really felt like she was in any danger whatsoever.
No, it was kind of like a high-level, like, RPG character walking through a starting level.
Yeah. But she also got manhandled by Steppenwolf in the beginning of Justice League, though.
Yeah.
Too. I mean, she was putting up a fight, but, like... she was not going to win that fight, I don't believe.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't think so either.
Yeah. Because there's no, like, I mean, Tony, like, gets knocked out, gets put down. We've seen that. We've never actually seen Wonder Woman go down.
And that's the tricky part with the DC just mm-hmm. universe, both comics and movies, is we're talking about Titans.
Yeah.
Where in Marvel, there are a few unstoppable forces. It's all more grounded. Mm-hmm. So we're kind of talking about,
I mean,
apples,
like,
to oranges at this point.
Exactly.
Here, let's actually talk about the fight, what they're doing and stuff. Iron Man probably lets out a similar onslaught as he did against Thanos.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder Woman, after taking some hits, just delivers a big one that sends Iron Man flying back a bit.
Mm-hmm.
I think her next move might be to go for the lasso. Because she knows, this guy, I need to get this guy on the ground.
Mm-hmm. Now, remind me, does the lasso do any... It, besides, like, force them to tell the truth, does it burn them?
No.
Or only when you're trying to lie?
Yeah, that's the only thing that hurts. It's just the lasso. It doesn't like, constrict or anything.
Is she able to get the lasso on him?
I rewatched the movie this morning, and holy shit, that thing moves like... She's an expert with that thing.
Yeah,
it's
she
pretty
is.
Dumb. Like, at some point, I think she's deflecting bullets with it.
Yeah, oh,
so
I don't doubt it.
There's absolutely... It's hard for me... If Iron Man is within whip distance, it's almost impossible for me to imagine him dodging mm-hmm. it, because she's just so that adept with it.
Well, I'm trying to think if the nanoparticles are, if that's sort of an out for him.
That is.
You know, because, I mean, it's not like he's made of nanoparticles and can, like, just disappear and out of the loop. But, I mean, he can, if it's, for example, she runs up, she punches him, he flies into the nearest bomber and the plane explodes and he's recovering for a moment. And she comes up, uses the lasso, grabs it around his leg. The nanoparticles could either, like, expand and make the lasso wider, and then he uses that to escape and jets out of there. Or, I mean, he simply goes full jet mode
and
flies straight up, you know, possibly dragging Wonder Woman with him. And, you know, I mean, not that she takes any freaking damage from fall. But
I could totally see him just jetting up and her flying, and he's like, I got you now, and she just starts climbing the rope, and he's like, oh no.
Yeah.
But no, I think he's probably gonna pull some nano, just like you said, expanding.
Yeah.
Because I mean, it is a lasso. We've never seen anybody escape it by virtue of it being magical.
Right.
But I have to assume with that nanotech he'd be able to stuff like that.
And that doesn't take away her ability to still use it as an offensive weapon, because she could still use it to just straight damage him.
Yeah,
just,
like a whip.
Exactly. Just use it as a whip to be able to slowly knock down that nanoparticle count.
So she gets it whipped, he like dips out with the nano machines, and he's probably gonna take to the air and just start using bombardments, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So how does she handle lasers and missiles and bombs? Oh my.
I don't know. Like, okay, so her bracers, obviously, like, bullets are just like nothing.
Yeah,
she's probably second to Sora in just blocking ability.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
But
so I mean, but like,
You can't block missiles.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, shockwave.
And, what happens when she just, like, uses a bracer or holds up her shield against a missile? Like, it explodes, it does damage, but, like, it's still a lot that has to happen.
It could be like we talked about in Captain America, where mm-hmm. he might get blown back, but the shield is still taking the brunt of the damage. Mm-hmm. Obviously, not as much because it's the smaller shield.
Yeah.
But I still think she'll largely, like, tank most of it mm-hmm. if she has a shield straight on. Bracers, however, those shockwaves might dip, like, send her back farther and damage her.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not saying if Tony Stark will shoot a bunch of missiles, fly around, then shoot a laser, mm-hmm. revealing her weak points.
Yeah.
The question is, how much damage does she take?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's like the whole, that feels like the whole conversation, right? So if these missiles start making contact, I mean, they don't do nothing. Like, she's not impervious, but it's still going to take a lot.
It's almost
and
like...
So, like, missiles feels abstract, but say, like, if he is getting a huge blast, like a huge laser blast on her, like what kind of damage does that do? I mean, does it get through her armor? Does it, like, burn her?
I actually wanted to ask you about this, because when I watched Iron Man, she, like, absorbs the lightning, Ares's lightning, at the end. Do you think that hyper beam would be absorbed in a similar fashion? I mean, that was like god energy, but
mm-hmm. No, I know what you mean. An Iron Man suit shot another Iron Man suit, he wouldn't be able to absorb it. But if he got shot with lightning, or god lightning, as we've discussed on this podcast, he would absorb it.
That's just so tricky, because she blocks
missiles.
I don't think
it would straight absorb it. I think it would deflect it. I could see, like, her holding out the bracers, and then the laser goes in 15 different directions.
Like, destroys a plane or something.
Yeah, you know, like, shoots off, and, like, it radiates around and, like, cuts through the nearby hangar, and it explodes in grand fashion, so.
So, okay, so say she's dodging most of it. She can't dodge all of them.
Mm-hmm.
How many missiles combined with laser beams combined with whatever stuff in his cavalcade of things?
Well, I mean, does it matter, though? Because he can do that ad nauseum 100 feet in the air. What is Wonder Woman gonna do? Like, I know she's super strong, but she can't jump 100 feet in the air, like, as high as Tony wants to go.
Yeah, I mean, she jumped far.
And by the time she gets there, he's somewhere else.
Yeah.
Like, she can't double jump either. Like...
that we know of.
That's what's coming in 1984.
Yeah.
Wonder Woman double jump ability.
She shields herself.
Like, she's incredibly durable. But, I mean, how long does this go on? Is there a solution for Wonder Woman? Because, I mean, she saw the tape. She knows this is coming, right?
Mm-hmm. But that's got to be Diana's strategy, then. Just get him close and start taking that suit apart.
Get him close. How does she do that?
She's got to keep using the whip, just jumping up and hoping she lassos his foot.
How long is this whip? I mean, is it magically just as long as she needs it to be?
It's got
to
be like,
I don't think that's true.
It's got to be like 20 feet or something.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing. And the thing we're not talking about is Iron Man's AI.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be such a big deal in calculating, like, distance, because he probably sees the whip and the AI is just like, oh,
okay,
up.
Stay this radius out.
Back
out.
Up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, the only way is if Iron Man of his own volition comes to the ground, right?
Yeah.
He's cocky, so he could. But that's a legitimate possibility.
Mm-hmm.
Tony saw the tape. He knows she's not some Hydra goon. Or somebody that, like, he doesn't have to take seriously. He knows she took a meteor shower. He has to take her seriously. He knows.
Yeah.
So, like, Wonder Woman, certainly if Iron Man was stuck on the ground, this would be Wonder Woman's fight 9 out of 10 times.
Right.
Right? Because she could land those 15 to 20 punches no problem. You know, I mean, and he can try to block all he wants and use projectiles to try to hold her back, but he doesn't need to from the air.
Well, it's also like her initial strategy is get this guy close. That initial whip that he gets out of, that's probably her like, oh, I didn't think, oh, no.
Yeah.
That's kind of like when you're, you know, you plan, like in football, you plan the strategy and then it doesn't go right and you're like, I don't. well, that was my plan.
Yeah.
And she's basically two steps behind Iron Man for the most part.
Mm-hmm. So if we backtrack a little bit, I mean, if the lasso works, do we see that being, do we see Wonder Woman having more of an advantage?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd say because the lasso, I mean, it is a magical lasso. Mm-hmm. Like, people get wrapped around it. They get wrapped around it. And I give credence to the nanosuit to be able to, like, get out of that and, like, appendages. But mm-hmm. if it's wrapped around his body, mm-hmm. I just, that nanomish part, like, I feel like that's going to crush the suit like Thanos did, essentially. Mm-hmm. And that's going to string him in to where she's going to, like, clothesline him or something.
Yeah, do you see it almost like if she gets it around his torso and then he tries to get out and it just, like, pulls, rakes across his body and pulls a bunch of nanoparticles off.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah. I think if he gets fully wrapped around the whip, that's mm-hmm. going to be bad news. And I want to ask you a question because obviously Iron Man's going to want to kite her, like swimming around, shooting everything he can. But mm-hmm. the question is how much, like at what point mm-hmm. does she go down from that?
I feel like it's going to take a massive blow. It's going to be a series of smaller hits. It's going to be lots of missiles. And at some point, I think he's going to get her off balance, where she doesn't know quite where the next hit is coming from. And that's where he's able to launch like a huge beam from his chest straight at her back and kind of put her down. And then, you know, sort of like Hulkbuster style, like come in and just like go to sleep, go to sleep, go to sleep, go to sleep. like punching her right in the face, like further and further into the airfield, like straight down into the ground.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it also bears repeating, as she's, like, tanking all the gunfire in World War One, she is standing still. Like, there's only so much she can take, and that hampers her mobility.
Mm-hmm.
So that onslaught, and, you know, he's a fighter jet. He just flies around and delivers, like, a hammer to the head mm-hmm. or that laser beam that you're talking about, I think, because of the fact she has to stay immobile while dodging, mm-hmm. unless she's doing her bracer you know, magic.
But that is the thing, though. I think he would have to get close in order to deliver a final blow. Mm-hmm. I will give Wonder Woman that, but that's at the end of the fight where he's confident that he's going to win.
Can you imagine the movie of like, oh boy, Wonder Woman versus Iron Man, and it's just 50 minutes of Iron Man just standing at a distance shooting?
Yeah.
But that's what he has to do.
That's what he would do, like to win the. I mean, like she can grab propellers and chuck them at him, and maybe she gets a couple hits in because those go hyper fast because she's super strong and like gets a couple hits in. But
god damn it,
just like exactly, just the ratio isn't there for Wonder Woman. No matter how much stronger her hits are, the ratio of number of hits is so much higher for Iron Man. I think,
but I mean, Wonder Woman is equipped to be. A few punches and a grapple or two is enough. So it's that what we've been talking about with utility versus power fighters. Mm-hmm. Utility fighters need to throw everything in the kitchen sink mm-hmm. to hopefully get the power fighter down. Where the power fighter, like they can't, mm-hmm. they can't do it. They just like tank everything and hit him, and that's the hope that you know I tank all these hits mm-hmm. and then. You know, we saw in the last fight, Aquaman versus Toph, which is a different, you know, completely different scenario.
Mm-hmm.
But it's that question of, like, Iron Man has just got to use everything, these small mosquito bites like Toph was doing, immobilizing tactics to hopefully get in mm-hmm. and deliver a final blow.
Yeah. Do you feel, have you made a decision?
Yeah, and I know it's not what you're expecting. But you go first, because I keep going first.
You want me to go first?
Yeah.
So I'm going to go Iron Man. And I'm having a really hard time figuring out how confident I am. Because of how strong Wonder Woman is, like, it makes me want to go 6 out of 10 times. Just simply out of respect for how durable and how strong Wonder Woman is for a pound-for-pound basis. But when I actually think about the actual fight happening between these two characters, I see Iron Man 7 out of 10 times and Wonder Woman winning 3 out of 10 times. And not in cheap ways, but, you know, in ways that Iron Man falters. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I guess if I'm going to stick with how I actually envision this fight, I'm going to go Iron Man 7 out of 10 times.
Okay.
What is your decision?
I'm going Iron Man 6 out of 10 times.
Okay.
And for the reasons you were explaining, like, you had sounder arguments. We obviously have our own, like Wonder Woman's one of my favorite characters.
Mm-hmm.
I love DC and everything, so mm-hmm. Obviously I came in with an inherent bias. But as you're describing, I thought Wonder Woman was just going to basically win over manpower.
Yeah.
But you did bring up a point where she can't cover the distance, but, you know, Iron Man, there is such a discrepancy between Iron Man, who is a jet plane, you know, flying around, versus that, and Wonder Woman's equipment doesn't tater to that. She doesn't have, she has no, like, her ranged abilities depend on the opponent. All she can do is, like, hopefully get in range of her whip, and the nanomachines give him a free out for that. I'm going 6 out of 10 times, because that is that, like, he's just sending everything to get mosquito bites and hopefully go in for the kill, and you know, when he goes in for the kill, I think Wonder Woman's able to
I mean, it just takes one miscalculation, and it takes two miscalculations, I'm going to say, on Iron Man's part, and it doesn't end well for him.
And that's exactly why I think Iron Man wins, is that these are miscalculations. This is Iron Man. This is Tony Stark.
Yeah, exactly. I'll give him one break. I'll give him one mess up, and I think he takes a beating from Wonder Woman at some point. Like, if she grabs him by the arm and gets him on the ground and, like, throws him two stories straight down into the concrete, and goes in for a beating, I think he survives something like that and is still able to win. If that happens the second time, then if he just has one appendage that isn't covered by a nano suit, or if, like, an arm is exposed or a leg exposed, he can't. Then flying is severely hampered. He can certainly still fly if he only has three repulsors. He can, but it's going to be much more linear. The key to this fight is that he can fly in any direction in 3D space as fast as a jet on a dime, and he needs all four repulsors to do that. If he's missing out on one, if Wonder Woman's able to take that away from him, then I think she wins this for sure.
And that's why I'm less confident than you are in Iron Man, because I think Wonder Woman manages to get those hamperings. You know, if this was, you know, one of his earlier suits, I think Wonder Woman wins this handedly.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's just the nano suits give him such an advantage of getting out of sticky situations, and being able to merge, like, you know, these big hammers and sickles that can do a lot of damage versus his earlier suits, which can't. And so, because it's just the you know, utility characters, if they have really good utility, that can save them. But I think it comes down to just Iron Man's strategy, his calculations, and the AI helping him out. I don't think he makes those miscalculations. So, as much as it hurts, my boy Luffy and my girl Wonder Woman.
Yeah. So Iron Man moves on.
Yep. Our last of the four.
Yep. So we have our final four all set. We have Iron Man, winner of the Southern region, is going to face another DC god.
Yeah.
He's going to be, we have two seeds going up against each other. We have Iron Man taking on Aquaman in the final four, and that will be in 2 weeks from the time that you're listening to this episode. But now, next week, we have the winners of the East and the West. We have Sora going up against Aang.
Two seeds everywhere.
Yeah, we've got 3-2 seeds and a 1 seed. I was kind of hoping one of our 5 seeds would make it to the final four, though.
No, you could have made that happen, Jay.
We could make anything happen. It's our podcast.
Yeah, we could totally undermine the integrity of our show.
This is, our show has so much integrity. But yes, so we have those matchups coming at you fast. But before we end the show, I just wanted to mention a couple things. We are getting ready for season 2. We have lots of new fighters lined up and ready to go, and we are still looking for suggestions. So the best way to do that is head to this episode description. There will be a link there. It'll say Survey Monkey. Go there and you can vote in the season 2 AP poll. You are our AP voters, and you are going to decide the seeding of all the fighters we've suggested and make a couple new suggestions for season 2. If that is any interest of you, please head to the episode description, or you can find us on Instagram. It will be in the profile link. So head to the profile. It'll be the link that you see there. Go ahead and click that. You can take the survey, or you can find us on Facebook, or, you know, if you don't have any of those or don't want to click on the episode link, email us any and all questions at superbracketbros@gmail.com, and we would be glad to respond to you.
Also, feel free to email to Gal Gadot at wonderwoman153 at
please do not, unless you want a inbox full of spam. And last but not least, just wanted to give a quick shout out to the Level Playing Field podcast, in which I will be appearing on, posting actually tomorrow. So as soon as you see this episode on your feed Sunday. Make sure to head to Level Playing Field. If for some reason you enjoy hearing me talk or enjoy video games, either way, definitely check out their podcast. I will be appearing on one of their episodes very soon. So please head to them and check it out right away. Do you have anything else for the people, Eli? God, that sound wave is disgusting.
I know, it's gross. It's like a worm.
Thank you so much for joining us on Super Bracket Bros. For myself, Jay, and for Eli here, remember, no true hero is a one-trick pony.